Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Everyman Show. It is a offshoot type situation today. I felt compelled to do a show at this strange hour on Sunday because there's some very serious things come to light that we've known about for two decades. Gary Webb died in 1994. Two bullets to the head, they called it suicide. Mike Rupert, investigator, LAPD, narcotics. We know that the LAPD, ladies and gentlemen, delivers more dope to the streets than almost any cartel on the planet. We also know that the CIA, the DEA, the FBI, and the rest of them all run drugs. Go to YouTube and look at all the videos of cops throwing dope in a person's car and then actually doing this on camera, believing that somehow their bosses would hide the evidence, when we know in fact that probably 70% of the evidence, when a guy comes forward and says, I didn't have any drugs on me or in me, they planted those drugs in my car and I'm going to do 2 years in prison because of it. We know that 70% of these cases go scooted under the rug because the judges, along with the bankers, along with the police, the road pirates in many cases, profit greatly to the tune of $1.1 trillion with a T. That is trillion with a T. That is approximately $3 billion a day in drug enforcement, seizure, asset forfeiture, road pirate, corrupt, treasonous, absolute, undeniable piracy and false flag paradigm danger. What these people are, ladies and gentlemen, are farther down the rung from scum. There is no word, there is no adjective description for these people. These are the authorities, ladies and gentlemen, setting your children up to literally be slaughtered by the system in which the grafters have set up. You can't imagine a more horrifying nightmare scenario. And you wonder why Putin smirks and laughs in Obama's face, holding his crotch with his left hand, gesturing with his right with a smirk that I could draw on a stick man's face. Knowing full well what Barack Obama said to Putin, knowing that Facebook and Twitter and Pinecrest and Instagram are all Stasi secret surveillance operations to further and in the future hold people hostage or under extortion or blackmail for crimes, thought crimes, they may have committed on Facebook or Twitter or any one of these other social sites, discussing partying, drugs, holding what looks to be a joint, maybe snorting cocaine on film, popping a rock into a pipe and smoking it. Go to YouTube. It's all on there. These kids, 16 to 21, 9 to 14, whatever. 15-year-olds, forget about it. I mean, that's a given. Do not even begin to realize that they have thrown their lives away in 5 seconds flat. The drugs on the streets, ladies and gentlemen, come in on C-130. Sometimes they come across the border in unidentified trucks. You'll see a half a dozen people pulled over to the side of the road as they're taking the drugs out of their trunk. Perhaps some of these people are They are basically diversions, rabbits, mules, taxis. They're meant to divert the attention as the other trucks roll on through. You remember that movie Cheech and Chong, where they actually made the entire van out of hash and drove it through the checkpoints. Because the CIA and FBI trucks are automatically waved through. They have identifiers, and the people at the border crossings know who they are. And you've seen videos of cartels loading tonnage, or, you know, maybe 50, 60 kilos of marijuana across the rivers there at the border. No one's in sight. And if they do catch them, they don't dare touch them because they are FBI, DEA, and CIA assets, and it will cost the Border Patrol agent his career. Perhaps they will set him up with drugs in his car. Perhaps they'll put drugs in his home. Perhaps they'll put drugs in his freezer. Perhaps they'll put $50,000 cash, traced money. That's right, traced money. That's right, traced money. The strip in your money, ladies and gentlemen, is a microchip. It is a nano chip. Your money has chips in it. They know how much money is in your bag when you go to the airport. This is why you see NSA pulling out $15,000. A guy's going to buy a house. He's going to put $15,000 down. He is on his way to Arizona from New York. The money is then checked for drug residue because they, you know, they all snort their cocaine with $100 bills. Because the money is sprayed, ladies and gentlemen, with residue. A dog can be forced to alert by simply saying, "Find it, boy." They don't say, "Search." They say, "Find it, baby. Find it. Come on." That's how you teach a dog to find treats. That's what you do when you feed a dog a raw steak. And they love raw steak. But they, more than that, they love to find drug residue on innocent, unsuspecting people who are instantly, within seconds, their lives are ruined. Thank you, Ronald Reagan. Thank you, President Nixon. You are both absolute scumbag, scum-sucking, drug-running, arms-running bastards. America, deceiving, deceitful, drug-running, Bill Clinton, Warren Buffett, Arkansas, George Bush, Herbert Walker Bush, get the book. Look, Henry Benson wrote the book on Herbert Walker Bush's pedophile ring, Operation Black Star. I'm sorry, Brown Star. You know, brown eye. Butthole brown eye, raping orphans on film, extorting people for huge amounts of money. They stole $20 trillion from Leo Wanta. The Bush thugs, Karl Rove, all of the CIA filth. You are the worst. I don't remember getting my $10 million check in the mail for being a part of this in the name of security, in the name of making America safe. Jan Johnson, Barack Obama, Valerie Jarrett, Van Jones, Joseph Biden, David Axelrod, Anthony Weiner, Uma Abedin, Hillary Clinton, all of these people, Boehner, McConnell's wife's family's boat, their shipping vessels, were found to have 90 kilograms of cocaine just 2 months ago, I believe it was reported. That's Mitch McConnell's wife. That's Mitch McConnell's wife. When I tell you that the United States economy runs on drugs, when I tell you that the drug war funnels trillions into the coffers of Wall Street, when I tell you that Goldman Sachs is a terrorist organization working for the Khazarian Zionist Mafia, I am not kidding you a little bit. You really think your home appraised at 300% value over 36 months? Do you really believe that somehow the dollar, after 100 years, has lost 99 cents of its value? A loaf of bread in 1913, ladies and gentlemen, was a nickel, 10 cents. Now that same loaf of bread is 100 times, well, not 100 times, but in some cases they are. That loaf of bread is 50 times more now, $5 a loaf. Your car, which sold in that same period for $750, is now the average car. The average car is $15,000 to $20,000 for a heap of crap. The United States, ladies and gentlemen, has been torn apart, and a lot of these Fortune 500 companies were built on drugs, heroin and cocaine. Heroin's up 90% in Afghanistan. When the Russians went in, the Taliban wiped out poppy in Afghanistan. I'm not kidding you, there wasn't a poppy field to be found. And in Uzbekistan, however, poppy grew like weeds everywhere. Poppy is simply a flower. You have flowers in your backyard right now. Don't eat red roses. Don't eat trumpet vine. Be very careful eating too many dandelion leaves. Be very careful of the plants in which you have growing right next to your front porch, ladies and gentlemen. There are drugs. Some have medicinal qualities. Opium in itself is a medicine. Drugs and oil. Gold, oil, and drugs. God. Herbert Walker Bush, his nickname is Poppy. Jeb Bush has allowed more drugs to fly into Florida than you can even begin to imagine. That's why Cuba was put off limits to the mafia. The mafia was getting ready to grow the biggest cocaine, opium, heroin smuggling organizations out of Cuba the world has ever seen. That's how those casinos got built. You know, you think that casinos got built because the mafia made, I don't know, alcohol, beer, wine? No. No. No, heroin has been flowing since 1938. In 1939, they put Al Capone in prison for life for tax evasion. Al Capone bought and built the homes for more rogue cops, more rogue government officials in the 30s, you can't imagine all the people that Al Capone built homes for. The casinos were made and built from heroin and cocaine money and opium, drugs to people in pain. People are in pain because we live in a toxic world after the industrial age. You see, it wasn't like it is now. Coal-fired plants, New York was a small grit and hold. California was still a bastion of clean air. However, now because of China, everything flows from China to the United States. That's the way the jet stream and the oceanic currents flow. LA is hell on a hot day. Ladies and gentlemen, the stuff flows around the planet, ends up in the oceans, winds up in the southern sink. Underneath that ice, underneath a lot of that ice, you will find oil as thick as what comes out of a bottle at your neighborhood auto parts store. And, you know, I'm not even kidding a little bit. You know, I'm not even joking a minute. I'm not playing Joe Blow Schmo here. I'm doing a program called The Everyman Show, and today's show is about the 70-plus years of drugs, government, mafia, police, FBI, CIA, the OSS, which was the CIA, long before there was ever Alan Dulles. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, George Herbert Walker Bush was in the CIA the minute the doors opened, he wanted in. George Herbert Walker Bush, ladies and gentlemen, runs orphans. They ran him out of Waco. This is why the Branch Davidian had to be destroyed. David Koresh was getting ready to do some serious talking. David Koresh, whatever the hell his name was. Sorry, Adam Koresh, didn't mean to besmirch you, my patriot brother. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. On this Everyman Show, I'm talking about the economy. I'm talking about drugs. I want to ask Donald Trump, has he ever taken or partaken in the shipping in and distribution of drugs in New York or Chicago or Detroit or St. Louis or the other ghettos followed by guns? Where drugs flow, guns follow. Huge amounts of cash are stashed in places where the dead man can tell no tales. Every now and then, some kid playing stickball or construction worker finds it. If you know somebody in New York or L.A. or Detroit who's suddenly construction working, renting a basement somewhere, and he suddenly pulls up in a brand new vet, grabs a couple things and never comes back, well, you know that he just found a huge stash of drug money. I will tell you that I had a family member, dead now, deceased, ran with this crowd, dealt with this issue. Somehow he got blackballed and they almost destroyed him. But right in front of me, I watched him get busted and I watched it go away. He should have done 20 years for what he was doing right there in the middle of Washington, D.C. And he looked at me and he said, you don't understand anything about how the world really works, do you? I said, no. And I didn't want to know. I saw the helicopters. I saw the police. I saw Fox News. I saw FBI. I saw them banging on his doors. I watched as he laughed about it. He laughed. 5 days later, his case was dropped, dismissed, and he had a lawsuit against Fox News and City Under Siege, a program about this very subject that was quickly put off the air afterwards. So, keep that in mind the next time you see a big story on the news about some kid getting busted with 2 grams of marijuana. Yeah. And he had 0.5 gram of crack cocaine. Know this. Your government, your military put it here. The Forest Service gave 12 airplanes to the CIA. Those planes, 12 C-130s, ladies and gentlemen, they were found in Mexico, they were found in Colombia, they were found in Panama, they were found in Guatemala, El Salvador. Barry Seal made it very clear, the great white lie. Dan Hobson never stopped. Michael Hastings gave up his life. Michael Rupert gave up his life. Gary Webb gave up his life confronting a crouching dragon. But the hidden dragon, ladies and gentlemen, the one you don't see, they wear suits and ties and tell you lies They built bunkers. Chaco, South America is a bush haven. They've purchased the southern cone of South America. Oligarchs, governmental oligarchs, hierarchy, they take great pride in owning not 1 or 2 acres or even 100. They like owning millions of acres. And what are they going to do when people have had enough? When the masses decide, nah, you don't own jack, buddy. Will they be gunned down? Yes, they will. Will wars happen? Yes, they will. Are they killing people in the Middle East right now to remove their culture and their religion and the oil under their feet? Yes, they are. Saddam Hussein was put in by Herbert Walker Bush. Mao and Stalin were there when Prescott Bush and Hitler were working hand in hand. 50% of all raw materials given to Hitler, all raw materials to make weaponry and build bunkers and submarines and nuclear devices, which they had. You see, this is why we had to bring them on board. This is why Truman brought 36,000 Nazis into America, and they took over the EPA, the DOA, the CDC, the DOD, you name it, any alphabet soup agency, which basically functions as a laundering mechanism for the drugs. You see how this works now? You see why the government became so independent? Because after 60 years of it and $100 trillion in their coffers, they don't need you and me anymore. You and I are irrelevant. We're unnecessary. $220 trillion printed. Maybe $20 trillion went into the furnaces and got burned, and the rest of it went into the hands of people that thought, well, they can't touch me now. Can you imagine in 1900 just having robbed the Treasury and the federal government of $93 million? The government we may have had an economy of maybe $2 billion in 1900 at the most. And one-fifth of that was stolen by people in government. The DOJ to this day, the FBI to this day are dysfunctional. The SEC is completely a fraud for Wall Street. Wall Street launders this money. Wall Street destroys people at will. Wall Street, and there's a handful of people. If you go to my Facebook page, Alan Damian DeBosco, and you scroll down, you'll find 80 of the wealthiest people on this planet control half of the world's wealth. I mean, the Rothschilds, no doubt, have $500 trillion to their disposal. Rockefeller barely even shows up on the screen. Then you have the guy that owns Cisco and Bill Gates and Warren Buffett. Why did Warren Buffett get handed $450 billion in 2008? Why did Hank Paulson, probably the biggest drug-running Nazi that ever hit the scene, why was that money diverted to Berkshire Hathaway and his insurance oligarchy to bring you Obamacare? Did you know Warren Buffett took 50 of the world's most important bankers on a junket right before 9/11? Did you know that Silverstein got $4 billion when the World Trade Center was attacked by our own government? Yeah. Well, if you know the stock market's going to crash, you want to short that stock with puts. Then they create the environment where that stock takes a crash and you're guaranteed to buy that stock. Don't waste your time in the stock market trying to invest your money in good companies. Spend all your time like Warren Buffett does, making puts and shorts. And then they know exactly what's coming next. If I could go around and take insurance on 90-year-old people for $1 million a pop, knowing that insurance is going to pay off big, I might have to spend 10 grand on that insurance policy. But I know that within 36 months, 10 months, whatever, that 90-year-old person is going to die. Would it be a catastrophic event if that person were, well, helped along the way to the stairway of heaven or hell, the gates of hell? That's exactly what these people do every day. Prince Bandar and Tony Blair shorted their airline stocks for 2 weeks before 9/11. Or just days before 9/11, I can't remember which, but Mike Rupert makes it very clear what these people did. They put Martha Stewart in prison for a year because she took a phone call from her broker who gave her advice. Ladies and gentlemen, make no mistake, the criminals run the circus, telling you it's all for national security, go on about your business, nothing to see here. There is no chance we will allow you to be harmed while you don't even know your jugular vein has been slit. You don't even know that your Achilles tendon has been slit. You don't even know that a cyanide ice bullet just entered your cheekbone, your cheek, or your neck, or your groin. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Everyman Show. My name is Alan Damian DeBosco. You can find me on Facebook. I'm done doing Twitter. Actually, I'm done on Twitter. I haven't been on there in months, but that's what I changed my name to on Twitter. You will find me doing the Everyman Show as often as I can now. Look into this. Look into Mike Rupert. Look into Michael Rupert and who he was. Look at who Michael Hastings was. Take a look. Listen to Alex Jones if you want to. He's a little fat turd ball, but we love him. We love his crew. We love InfoWars.com. Michael Savage is, well, he's an inspiration as well, but let's just face it. The man is so brilliant, so crazy, that I think his brain just literally takes over sometimes. He doesn't know what he's saying. Very, very humorous man. I take after him when I talk about it. Health, food, government, politics, crime, criminality, corruption. And I still will say that I think Ann Coulter and Laura Graham are two of the sexiest babes in conservative talk radio and chasing down the dragons. Until later, it's been the Everyman Show. I'll see you later. And look into Mike Rupert, will you? And Drugs in America, the Economic Storm. Bye-bye.